Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 26th of the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2, and the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And we believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution, we don't need revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but we absolutely need restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You usually say RIP, or R-I-P usually stands for rest in peace, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's correct, Sam. And what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? There's a media story, kind of about the media, and talking about over 100 newspapers that have basically, said goodbye.
Rest in peace. Another one bites the dust, and another one's gone.
Just saying. And they say the ads are down 50%, circulation hits bottom. Now, they like to say that this is all because of, digital. And I'm certainly not going to tell you that that digital or this, what's the phrase you use? New media. New media taking center stage, but there's something else. Technology. Technology, but the bottom line is it's a new thing. But in these cases, in my opinion, what newspapers haven't been doing for a lot of years is giving us news. And we did that story last hour about Roundup, where, the standard news story right now calls it glyphosate or something like that, which is the chemical name for Roundup. But I'd like you to find out of a million people, if you can find one that knows what glyphosate is, it'll be pretty tough. And yet the media reported that the Monsanto guys had put glyphosate and it was bad for cancer. Well, if they would have written Roundup in the headline, at least then people would know what it was. And that's what has not been happening
but
for a lot
gonna
of years.
But they're not going to do that, Kurt. News. They get a chunk of change from Monsanto, buddy. They're going to have to admit the news.
That's the point.
That way they can claim that they reported it if they ever get called on the carpet over it, Kurt. But yet, in reality, they've done nothing of the kind.
And that's exactly the point. And then finally, people are saying, hey, look, I don't want to keep paying money to places that don't really give me news. A newspaper should be, giving me news, not ads only. And that's typically what you've seen over the years. And now people are going to places where they actually get news. And so that's kind of rough on the papers.
The other false narrative that the mainstream press perpetuates in the newspapers and on TV and etc., Kurt, is this narrative that, they're just about the who, what, when, where, and why. Nothing but just the facts, ma'am, kind of a thing. And they act like they're above reproach and that their journalism is fair-minded, accurate, spot-on, so to speak, or whatever. But let's just be candid, shall we? The reality is everyone has a slant or a viewpoint or a set of preconceived notions coming into a story, okay? They just do. And the proof is in the pudding of the way the headlines are written by the mainstream press. All right? And I'll give you an example. The headline says, Donald Trump still planning to run for president. Why wouldn't you write a headline that says this? Donald Trump plays games with running for president once again. He's been doing it since 99. He's never done it yet. Okay? Why say he's very likely to run for president this time? He just might do it. When in reality, he's never done it. We don't have any more proof this time that he's really going to do it, okay? But they love Donald Trump because he puts plenty of money in their pockets. Next headline, catastrophic flooding hits Texas and Oklahoma. Okay, great headline. But why not put it in perspective and say, hey, what about God's laws? What about crazy weather linked to disobedience to God's commandments? See, they don't even mention that in their stories. Monsanto knew 35 years ago that Roundup soaked food causes cancer. Okay, is that a mainstream press headline, Kurt? Where did that come from?
Well, in my opinion, it was not really put out. It certainly wasn't a Drudge report. It certainly wasn't there. You know, our buddy that was watching the news, our buddy Charles, found it and pointed it out to us. Most, you know, the media that wants to take money from Monsanto is not going to touch a story like that. If they do, they're going to not use the name of their, well, very important, you know, selling product that you can buy right now, you know. And yet, on the other hand, let's say somebody was selling some herb, Sam, or some, you know, fruit, and they claimed, well, there's kind of a story about that right now because you've got old, what's his name, Dr. Oz. Remember how they were saying that they're going to let him roll? They already let him roll or they're going to let him roll real quick. Because what has he been doing? Hey, he's been talking about, quote, alternative ideas for health and wellness and that kind of stuff. And that really doesn't fit the mainstream big boys in love with the pharmaceutical company's narrative.
Yeah, he's no longer the wizard of health he once was, is he, Kurt? All right, for example, food cart illegally ripping off customers right outside of City Hall. Why don't they say food cart in bed with City Hall ripping off customers? See?
Well, yeah, great point.
All right. RIP, rest in peace, over 100 newspapers dump, I guess, their ads down 50%. I guess they had to dump the newspapers entirely, Kurt. My response is if the circulation's down, if the ad's down, why is it just digital? That's the only reason. Why couldn't those newspapers have put on an online version, Kurt, and saved themselves?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, but in my opinion, the reason for that, we saw one story a little while back. What was it? Some newspaper in New York, I think it was the New York Post, was on sale. Somebody was going to buy it. There were several bidders or whatever. Well, that was another story. I think these other guys were, you know, it was a buck and then all their debt or whatever, so it was a huge amount of money. But in the other story, some supermarket chain was basically going to, you know, they looked like they were one of the last three bidders, and they were going to buy it, but they were looking at it saying, hey, at least we won't have to pay so much for advertising. But the bottom line is, people don't typically get real news from those sources.
And when they get news that even could be real news, they miss half the story, or their manipulation of the story is legendary. Now, this story just shows, this next one, just shows how much you and I, and especially these doctors in the story, just hate women, Kurt. Headline, are women losing their ability to give birth naturally? Let me ask it again. Are women losing their ability to give birth naturally? They're relying too much on C-section and drugs now, says expert, Kurt.
Yeah, now this guy happens to be a guy who, you know, years ago, I think he was pretty much cool. You know, a French obstetrician, that means somebody, if I remember right, women doctor, let's see, gynecologist, anyway, obstetrician, if I remember right, that's women, baby, the whole kind of connection there. But this guy's now 85 years old, Sam, and so he's, sometimes they'll give a little bit more facts as they get closer to death, and they'll speak out and, you know, not to be too worried about their career, if you will. But he's saying, hey, this whole cesarean sections and then all these, you know, drugs and hormones that are given, you know, they're just not a good thing. In fact, in one part of the story from the boys at the across the pond, I can't remember the company, but across the pond source, he says, hey, you know, I recommend to the midwives, you know, for a normal doctor around here to even bring up midwives is kind of a weird thing. But he urged the midwives to do more to encourage natural births and even suggested that they should calm mothers-to-be by knitting in the corner of the room. So now, you know, we've heard of, you know, some of these different ways of dealing with it. Typically, they give them some kind of a hormone to relax them or whatever. But he's suggesting, hey, leave that stuff out of it, you know, and let God's plan work.
Yeah, they say fewer Imagine women that. Are able to produce the hormone oxytocin, and this threatens their ability to breastfeed and to give birth naturally. It's a crisis. Women are losing their power. We'll talk about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome to the feminist movement on steroids, huh?
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, this one doctor says women are losing their ability to give birth naturally. They're relying too much on C-sections and too much on drugs, says expert. The question is, hey, there's fewer women able to produce the hormone oxytocin, and this threatens their ability to breastfeed and give birth naturally. But, Kurt, isn't that the love hormone, too? I think what it does is threaten the ability for mom to bond with baby and mom and dad to bond together as well. And that's kind of a serious problem indeed. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. And down deep in the story, it does point that out. You know, he says this Dr. Odent, who now is 85 years old, he was former head of the surgical and maternity units at some hospital there called Pithiviers, anyway, in northern France. He basically says, hey, they ought to quit doing all this intervention. You know, he believes that women are becoming these dependent on all these things, such as forceps, epidural pain-relieving injections, and other drugs. He's warning against women routinely being given this drug oxytocin to induce labor or speed the process up. He says it's naturally occurring hormone, and Dr. Odent said that giving it to women via these drips suppresses their ability to produce it themselves. Then the hormone is also known, like you said, as the love hormone or the cuddle chemical, as it's thought to play a crucial role in enabling a mother to bond with a newborn and produce milk. He warned that if women lost their ability to produce it naturally, they would find it harder to breastfeed. The story goes on to say last year 25% of births were induced using oxytocin, a 7% rise compared to the previous year. Anyway, his bottom line suggestion is that the oxytocin. But Pitocin's another one they use.
Yeah, Pitocin's one of the drugs they use. They call it PIT. Yeah. Anyway, oxytocin, though, that's one of the chemicals designed to help a man and a woman bond together, though, and feel love for one another and stuff like that. And so that's creating problems, too. No wonder women don't have a need for men anymore. They're just like, hey, just need a sperm donor and we're good to go kind of a thing. It's kind of a problem in society as we continue to mess with this stuff. Now, women are abused everywhere. And it's amazing to me that the feminists aren't standing up here going, hey, this is wrong. But nevertheless, they never do. Now, we're also celebrating a so-called hero, Kurt, in the news. The women should be standing up against this person, but they're not. Headline says he seduced a string of beauties.
Well, great point, Sam. And, you know, it goes on to say in the headline, but he lost his one true love and his fortune. Now, we're talking about Omar Sharif. Omar Sharif, pretty famous actor. The guy was, I didn't know this, but they say he was an Egyptian, and he starred in movies like Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago, but now his son has announced that his 83-year-old father has Alzheimer's. By the way, Sharif divorced Tarek's, that's the son's mother, in 1965. They say, though she was the love of his life and no other woman won his heart, way down in the story it says he divorced her because he thought he couldn't be loyal to her. Now, you know, it's such a sad thing. I guess he, you know, had flings with a number of different, you know, actresses over time, but... Now, you know, the sad deal is he missed out on the, in my opinion, some of the most important stuff, you know.
Well, again, it's kind of a story of David in the Bible scenario, Kurt. A great person could have been wonderful, could have been a father, could have been a man, could have been a spouse, could have been all the things that God would want him to be, but made unwise choices and it creates... You know, so I guess you could say seduced a string of beauties, but what good does that do him later in life? And, you know, you got to think of the consequences of your actions are the reasons we bring it up. We don't want to focus on the salacious details here, but we do want to bring up the reminder, just as the Bible reminds us, hey, a little bit of short pleasure isn't worth it, folks. You got to be in for the long haul, and you got to surround yourself with protection. Whenever Kurt and I travel, we try to travel together so that we can kind of watch each other's backs. And, you know, we're good guys and we love our wives, but you know what? Anybody in the wrong situation can have trouble. And we want to make sure that we don't have trouble in that regard. So be very careful in your life. Anyway, the next headline relates to, I think, this problem with seducing beauties, Kurt, and women not feeling like women and not having enough oxytocin and all these different things. The next headline talks about war and women. And I wanted to bring it up because yesterday was a day to remember. veterans of war, etc., and those who have given their lives selflessly for us. And the headline says this, and this is where the mainstream press, again, turns into propaganda, Kurt, because they lie. Here's the headline, and I'll expose the lie now. Headline says, despite gains, women in war battle to fit in. What are they talking about? Well, the story's by Benedict Carey. The day's work was in full swing. The men in the platoon needed a break. Well, I guess they had a woman for a leader, Kurt. And so one of the men was all tired, and he started imitating his leader's style of walking. Head down, elbows out, flapping the elbows, legs flying forward. He kind of mocked her, and then the other soldiers started laughing and falling into place. They were calling out modifications. Swing your arms more. Throw your legs out more. Don't forget to look like you're about to punch somebody. The rhino walk, they called it, as they mocked her. It was the way to ease the tension in the hot sun. The platoon leader loved it at first as well. I thought the rhino walk was funny and totally true. Courtney Wilson is her name, Kurt. She was the leader. But by the time she was in her bunk, she thought about it and she thought, hey, were they just being funny or were they actually making fun of me? Feeling a little like it was me versus them, I was worried the men didn't like me. I was wondering if I was one of the guys or if they were completely disrespecting me and making fun of me. But in the months to come, that sense of exclusion would deepen into severe depression. Halfway through her deployment, she sent an email home to a friend, and she said, I'm determined not to kill myself. They say entering a man's world, one of the biggest adjustments, that's, they're trying to create cultural integration of women into an intensely male world. Women made up about 15% of the force in these two wars, up from about 7% in former or previous wars. And they saw more combat in greater numbers than ever before. Anyway, it goes on, Kurt. It's a big old story about how women aren't fitting in. Women are feeling that they just simply do not belong. Right? In dozens of interviews with women who served, they say, well, it's not fair to say that the stress of the military is really based on gender. It's stressful for everyone. However, there are a whole bunch of little things that you have to deal with as a woman that men don't even think about because it's their world. Now listen carefully. They say there's more women that feel depressive symptoms after being deployed than men by far. Women are 10 times more likely than men to experience real sexual harassment, and suicide rates are skyrocketing. Details in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. 20-11, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared. Be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event. Children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So this big article, there's articles all over the mainstream press. The next article talking about these women in the military is titled, In Their Own Words. All right, and then that quotes the New York Times reporter from the previous article. Anyway, they talk about this, and they basically talk about the psychology of women in war. And they say the women think they fit in at first, but before you know it, they're questioning everybody, and they believe it's an us versus them mentality, and they start to take everything personal. Do they like me? Do they respect me? How do I get close to the men? A lot of the women, because of sexual harassment, won't even go to the bathroom at night without an escort. There's sexual behavior going on everywhere, and everything has turned into an undercurrent of sexual harassment or aggression. On one hand, they want to make fun of her. On the other hand, they want to sleep with her. On the other hand, they don't want them in their platoon. On the other hand, it's fine if they're in the platoon if she's in their bed. And I know this sounds horrible, but that's what the reality seems to be. So the women are talking about suicide. They're talking about frustration, anger, discouragement, depression. One girl said, you know what? How do I be this guy's brother, not his bedmate? Well, the problem is, you're in the military, ma'am. Now, I'm not justifying the actions of promiscuous soldiers, but I am saying it's not possible for you to be a sister. Okay? It's not possible for you to want to control the parameters of relationships. They say females are more likely than males to report depressive symptoms. They also have much more likelihood of sexual harassment. And they say this is a serious problem. They say my male counterparts, well, they are assumed capable and competent until proven otherwise. However, for a woman, she's considered not competent or incompetent until she proves otherwise. Okay, they say this one woman was assigned as the only woman to her unit in 4 out of her 5 deployments. They say we have to work twice as hard to get half as far as a female. Anyway, it goes on and on. This one lady said, I actually changed the way that I talked. I did my very best to eliminate many of my feminine characteristics so as not to draw attention to myself and become a sexual magnet. I cut off all my hair. I worked hard to be as male as I could be. Deployment stressful for everyone. However, for a female, well, I don't want to ever be an example of why women shouldn't be in the military, she said. Yeah. This lady said, I thought I was resilient, but war shredded me. I had to prove myself to two countries without betraying my values. There you have it. There's three women in a unit of 81 soldiers. You got to protect yourself from enemies, those outside the wire and those, well, with war-torn brains and unmet sexual needs inside the wire. It goes on. She said, I wish I could say there was a special camaraderie between the females in our units, but no, most are very competitive with little interest in friendship. There's also an issue of making one another look weak. If you're seen socializing with a weak female, then it can have bad repercussions. Any friendships with males are perceived as sexual in nature, even if they're not. Yeah. This one lady said, I was the only female on my convoys, and it was a serious problem to the point where my supervisor suggested that I wear my belt backwards so that a rapist or an aggressive soldier would have a tougher time pulling down her pants. Yeah. This idea of not being able to perform the simplest of tasks without feeling like I could be the next rape victim was demeaning and demoralizing. Yeah. It goes on and on and on, folks. Fighting the notion that women do not belong in the military is stressful, they all say. There you have it. This one lady was on an aircraft carrier. My deployment happened to be a less stressful one, she said, but the main thing for women different than men is women are more willing to talk to each other and others about their thoughts, their feelings, their situations. Yeah. And there was one battalion, they said half of were women, but the environment was extremely stressful and you cannot display any emotion. It's seen as a weakness. Yeah. Goes on and on and on. Some of the women I met in the military are some of the smartest and strongest that I know. We are a distinct type of female embedded in a warrior culture. We bring emotional leadership to an organization where it is greatly needed. Anyway, they go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, I look at these stories and I say, what have we done in America when we put our women in combat? Now, I'm not justifying the sexual harassment that they must endure. In fact, I think it's abhorrent. I think it's evil. I think it's wicked. I think it's wrong. Nevertheless, I think that, no offense, but a woman going into the military, Kurt, is asking for it. I know she doesn't mean to. But you take a bunch of men, turn their brains into mush over war and fear and anger and trying to be the biggest, toughest man on the block, and you put them in harm's way over and over and over and over, and then you put a sexy female right in close proximity with them, maybe sharing the same foxhole, eating the same rations, whatever you want to say. I'm not suggesting that it's okay, but I am saying, what do you expect to happen when you continue to violate normalcy? It used to be a man shouldn't even talk to a woman without being properly introduced. Then he might politely ask for permission to call on her. Now we got this woman half naked in bed with the man in a foxhole. And then we wonder why things go wrong, Kurt. And I'm not justifying the wrong behavior. Okay, a man never has the right to take liberties. I'm not at all making excuses, but I am saying that you cannot force those situations and not expect trouble, Kurt. Even the Savior Jesus Christ said to look on a woman and lust after her as committed adultery in his heart. What the point is you cannot be in those situations if you don't want trouble. Now, I agree men should be in total control of their passions at all times. I agree with that. But at what point do you say we've gone too far, that it's just creating the problem, Kurt? And that's kind of the problem that I have in a society when we start to put women in combat instead of protecting them. See, I believe that the males are supposed to be the protectors of the female. And again, that makes me old-fashioned, kind of a chauvinist pig, a thug. I get all that. But I'm telling you, what have we done? And then these women are basically crying out in pain and misery. But they've been taught their whole lives to where, in the story, these one lady says, I wanted to be a bad A my whole life. Instead of wanting to be a mother, a female, instead of wanting a husband and a family, she wants to just be, you know, be tough. And they go into the military and they have all these troubles. But the headlines, in my opinion, show the agenda of the mainstream press, Kurt. Anyway, any thoughts on this? This is just crazy. And before it was an in theory scenario where it's like, hey, we can put women in the military, it won't be a problem. Guys like you and I warned and said this is dangerous, all these bad things are going to happen. No, they won't, you're crazy. And now they're all happening. And now the women are saying the same things we said in their own words. They can't even get up and go to the bathroom at night without an escort. They got to put on their pants or wear their belts backwards so that one of their own doesn't take liberties with them that they might not want or that they may want. Who knows? And so you've got this serious problem on all levels, Kurt. But what we're going to do is triple down and continue out more of this, Kurt.
Well, good, Sam. I would just simply comment about this using some words that I found very, well, welcome. And, you know, this God's way of holding the whole man and woman together has to do with certain rules, and we basically divorced ourselves from those rules, and now we're reaping the whirlwind.
And then instead of returning to what worked for so many decades and generations, we just want to make it worse, don't we? We want to make moves to make it even more egregious to God.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, the Pope's in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, the Pope apparently, Sam, according to the boys at telegraph.co.uk, he hasn't watched television since 1990. I guess he reveals he last watched it back then, and he has to rely on his Swiss guards to find out whether his beloved Argentinian football team, now that's football like soccer, by the way, won or lost. But it's an interesting piece. I don't think you're going to hear much about it, especially you won't hear the report on TV, if you ask me. But anyway, that's what he said. He last switched on a TV in 1990. This was in an interview with an Argentinian newspaper. After that, he simply decided it wasn't for me. All I can say is, I guess that guy's really out of touch, huh, Sam?
Maybe he's a lot more in touch than you might think, Kurt. I'm not sure that watching TV gets you in touch. Maybe in touch with all
Good
the wrong
point.
Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tell you about, how he was able to sleep soundly or whatever. This way down in the article, he says, ask if he was able to sleep soundly despite the burden of being the spiritual leader for the Roman Catholic Church. He said, I sleep very deeply. He goes to bed around 9 p.m., reads for about an hour, and then sleeps from 10 until about 4 when he gets up. It's my biological clock, he said, although he admitted that he has to compensate for such an early start with a siesta during the day of 40 minutes to an hour. He says, I take off my shoes and I lie on my bed for a rest, he said. Well, there you go. The Pope with some good advice.
They call this a Hollywood exclusive, Kurt, but I don't see what Hollywarped has to do with it, and I don't see how it's exclusive at all.
Well, you're talking about this army wife thing,
yeah.
Is that what you mean?
How's
well,
that exclusive,
yeah,
Kurt?
Well, it's interesting, at least to me, when you, because this is a news source that's, out of Hollywood, but it's interesting to me in this piece that talks about an army wife who decided, hey, man, I'm just overweight and I really want to, get lighter, and do those things that... would please my husband, et cetera. And she did. She went from 315 pounds and a size 20 down to, she lost about 100 pounds or so. And I guess what she used, Sam, was the suggestion by Dr. Oz. Now, the guy who's, they're letting him go or whatever, where he suggested pure Garcinia Cambogia extract in a premium cleanse diet. Now, you know what Garcinia Cambogia is, Sam?
No.
It's from mangosteen, by the way. But anyway, it's interesting to see that, you know, she finally got the results she wanted. She had tried Atkins, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, and a slew of other things. They say she even fell into depression, and her marriage almost fell apart. She couldn't afford the surgery, but when she heard Dr. Oz talking about, well, pure Garcinia Cambogia extract and colon cleansing, she decided to give it a try. And got results. So,
and I think that's good as long as we don't get the wrong impression. I mean, if she's, you know, I think it's good for people to be healthy and stuff like that, Kurt. I guess the concern that I have with this, though, is pretty soon it's like, hey, you know, if you're not a sexy wife when your husband gets home from Iraq, then he'll probably get rid of you. All I'm trying to say is that we need to be very careful that we have a balance here about good health and taking care of one's body, considering your body is a temple of God. And wanting to look good for your spouse, that's a good thing, too. I guess I'm just saying, if we're not careful, though, the mainstream press will take this to the umpth degree. And pretty soon, if you're going to be an Army wife, you got to be a sexy model Army wife or you're nobody.
Well, that's a great point. We seem to exploit at every turn is the point. Yeah, and in this case, you know, this lady apparently, you know, decided to do that. She had some time on her hand while her husband was, you know, deployed to Iraq for a year. And she kind of surprised him when he got home. So that's cool.
Yes, and by no means I'm not saying it's a cool story. I'm just saying we got to temper it, you know, how the world gets. All right, speaking of the Army, I guess there's another Marine. And this guy's not in the Army, but he's a Marine. He's hanging out with his wife. It's kind of like a Tim Tebow moment, Kurt.
Well, yeah. What happens here in this WorldNet Daily piece is this couple is preparing to wed. And, you know the old thing where you're not supposed to see your fiancé or whatever before the wedding vows on the wedding day or whatever. So they're just caught in a picture here where the two of them are both looking away, and they know they're close enough, so they reach with their hands to hold hands, and they're both praying. And they're, you know, the photographer gets it, and they're praying basically that, you know, they'll have a blessed life, and the young man is praying and basically thanking God. He says, I prayed to God for my beautiful and intelligent wife that he blessed me with and the amazing family I was marrying into. She added, when I first grabbed his hand, he was shaking really bad, so I knew he was really nervous. It relieved me to know the person I was getting ready to marry felt the same way about God. Anyway, just a real good story and one of those real examples of how a man and a woman ought to be doing things.
Yeah, a little bit of weird stuff going on. That's a little different than the stories we've been talking about, you know, about this guy that seduces a string of beauties and, you know, women in war battle and women in their own words telling about everything they can do to possibly not get raped. And, you know, Pope Francis not even watching TV and an army wife then, hey, losing weight for her husband. And then this Marine with his bride to be goes viral. A viral prayer image? Yes, sir, is what I wrote. Because it's great. Did you hear about this Wyoming college in the news, Kurt?
A Wyoming college.
Yeah.
Usually Wyoming and college is typically a dangerous kind of.
Not in this case, Kurt. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Well, good. Let's bring it on.
All right. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Wyoming College rejects federal aid programs. Ooh. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true.
Whoa. Are they seceding up there?
No, I don't know what they're doing, but they're not playing ball.
Whoa.
By Laura Hancock and. They say Casper Star Tribune is where the story comes from. And the Associated Press, of course. Now, this one girl and her parents, they found creative ways to pay the $28,000 yearly cost to go to a Catholic college. It's a small liberal arts school, Kurt, with buildings scattered throughout the downtown hillside. And the mom, the nurse, took extra shifts at the hospital. And they didn't want to go to the federal government for financial aid, Kurt. No. Yeah, the college is one, well, that won't take federal government aid. They said they're not likely to change either. They're one in a select few in the country that opted out of participating in the, quote, federal financial aid program. The college's board made the decision unanimously back in February because they felt like if they did so, they would lose, Kurt, religious and political freedoms concerning a range of issues from homosexuality to birth control. They say our school has a peculiar, that's a very interesting word, a peculiar personality. Yeah? This one family opposes debt. In fact, they don't even have a home mortgage, Kurt. And they would not have signed up for the federal government program in the first place. Now, 13 million students depend on government aid every year, Kurt. Now, they say because of the school's decision, the students will have to pay out of pocket. Yeah. I guess this school charges $10,000 more than the University of Wyoming does. But they say this, says Kevin Roberts, the college's president, this is a decision that we ultimately must make. This one girl actually took a year off of her college so that she could work for a year to save money, and she said that helped. She, too, supports the college's decision to forego federal financial aid programs. You see, what happens is when the colleges take the money, they say that you will end up being controlled by federal laws and strings attached to that money. And we want to do our own thing. So I thought it was a good decision, says her dad. Anyway, it goes on and on. But the bottom line is these kids work hard. They pray hard because they're religious, Kurt, and they don't want financial aid from the government. Yeah. You see, here's the problem, Kurt. They're afraid to take any government money because if they do, they may be forced to hire somebody living in a same-sex relationship or living a very promiscuous life. Yeah. The battle is on. But the idea is you can't take the government money, Kurt, because if you do, the government will take control and mandate what you can and cannot do. So the Wyoming College rejects federal government financial aid. Yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I commend the Catholic College. Good for them. The Catholic College depends on philanthropy and on the Thomas More Fund, which helps with private funding. And they have what are called prayer warriors for the college, Kurt. Not to mention the students save money and work hard for themselves. All I can tell you is what a pattern to follow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. But you got to help. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. And we declare this nation shall endure.